Perspectives is a production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Mark.
It takes my breath away, on the one hand, because it's such an honor. On the other hand, I'm petrified. I'm on my knees. I feel like I'm on my knees continually to get the help of the Lord.
You are listening to Perspectives, Joseph Smith the Prophet from various points of view. There are many perspectives on Joseph Smith, those who knew him personally, those who have studied his life, those who have tried to portray him in music, fine art, and film, as well as those who simply have faith. Nathan Mitchell has portrayed Joseph Smith in several recent films. Preparing for that role required him to study the life and teachings of Joseph from a somewhat different perspective.
I always thought that conflict was the heart of drama, as they say, you know. But I've come to kind of disagree with that idea. Struggle might be a better word for that. I don't think there needs to be conflict, but there does need to be some struggle. Heavenly Father has chosen to teach the most important of lessons in the most holy of places through the art of drama. And that choice can't be merely incidental. Part of the process for an actor, for me as an actor in trying to portray a character, is to do some research to get to know what that journey is for the character through the story, how that character changes, what kind of things that they learn, and why that's important to the audience. That's what causes me to identify with the character, is that I feel like I've had struggle before, and I can look at somebody else's path and see how heroic they were in that struggle and how they fought for what they want, what they're trying to get.
If you were really a prophet, God ought to be taking better care of you.
He has blessed me more than you know. Don't look that way to me.
And I think that's part of the journey for Joseph, is learning how to please God.
I can only do God's will.
Do you ever wonder if he asks too much?
To have a more complete relationship with the Savior.
I do not let myself.
Sometimes I do. Does God intend to take away everything that I love?
Just a little weary. That's all.
You have watched after us all of our lives, Father.
That's what fathers do.
Let us watch after you.
Joseph. Well, I see Elephant again.
Yes. You will see Elephant again. And be with him. You will always be his father. And he will always be your son. We will all see Elvin again.
the first, and I've thought about this a lot, about that first shot that we had in the restoration film, was baptizing Father Smith. And even without the history of knowing those wonderful actors who played Mother and Father Smith, when I embraced him, Father Smith, there was an immediate connection. And also for me, there was an immediate connection to Joseph. And there are a lot of things that kind of go on behind the scenes in the story that have to do with those moments. And so when we go into that scene of being baptized, it's very helpful to talk about, okay, what's gone on beforehand to make this moment come to pass? Where are they in their journey? And knowing that the personal nature of this work for him, and that's a testimony that would come back to me again and again throughout this experience. The very personal nature of this work, what it meant for him to see his father baptized, what it would mean for him to see in a vision his brother Alvin in the celestial kingdom. I learned that there was such a sense of relief to receive that revelation that he would see his big brother again.
First you walk, and then you run.
There were times when I would just catch a glimpse, and it would almost startle me. It would take my breath away. And there were also times when it was so familiar.
Well, I've never been thrown by anyone, so I'll just apologize now, Brother Joseph.
Oh! Sometimes the Lord brings us low before he can lift us higher.
Have you begun?
When people would come to him and expect to see an austere prophet, what they imagine that to be like, and they see him playing with his children and, you know, rolling on the floor with them and getting dirty or doing some menial task, Joseph's sense of humor, I think, really helped him to make it through, and how intelligent and quick he was. But I think he was very honest about his shortcomings.
I don't understand, Joseph. How does Martin lose 116 pages?
We looked everywhere.
He promised he would keep it safe.
I should have listened to the Lord.
He only wanted to convince his wife.
The Lord said no. And I kept asking. I feared man more than God.
Well, then it's Martin's fault.
Whatever the excuses, the manuscript is lost. And I am accountable for it. Emma, I may have lost my soul.
And he learns through that experience, to obey without condition, no matter how hard it is.
Few in this world have a correct understanding of the nature and the character of God. Many do not understand their relationship to him. I testify to you that they live, for I saw them, and I cannot deny it.
I'd read a lot about dedication of the Kirtland Temple and about some of the things that people had recorded about what had happened during that dedication. But none of that really prepared me for what it would feel like to sit up there on the stand with Father Smith sitting behind me and to look out into the congregation, and there's Lucy Mack sitting next to Emma, and she, I don't think she was ever even on camera, but just looking down at her face, she just looked so proud of this little moment, and it was really, it's a perspective that I hadn't ever really considered. How a mother looks on her son and that relationship that they shared in that space during that special moment.
Emma is strong, mother. Like you.
Being strong can be a very lonely thing.
The tar and feathering scene, it was really hard. I remember that there was a day that we were slated to shoot that scene, and it was a very, very difficult day. But I remember very clearly trying to prepare for that, trying to understand what kind of physical exhaustion he must have had to deal with. And as I was, you know, trying to understand all of those things, I really found myself just baffled, really, that somebody could do this to somebody else, that a group of people could have so much hate.
I got the tar coming, boys.
As a result of that scene, and this is one of the things that I had no idea about, thoughts, little tiny inspirations like snowflakes, the one at a time, they don't seem that significant, but all piled up, they're quite powerful. And one of those was when those mobsters broke through the door, and my first thought was for the babies and for Emma. And I was so scared in that moment that something would happen to them, and all of my fight was not for my life, but for my family. And it's something that I had never had supposed before that moment. I knew that he was able to struggle physically, that he could try to overcome them. But I had no idea. And those are the kind of moments that I feel like my heart's been touched, like my understanding has been opened. To really know that that's what those moments were for him. The scenes with Emma, with just the two of them, reading through the script in the beginning, I thought that they might be challenging. But Catherine, the actress who played Emma, was such a phenomenal individual. She really made those scenes pretty easy. I think the first scene that we filmed together was leaving the temple in Kirtland. It seems like that there was a lot of scenes of consoling one another, scenes of a graveside, or scenes of a loss, scenes of a challenge. The thing that I think helped me to understand the dynamic of what Joseph and Emma's relationship was like was my relationship with my own sweetheart.
I don't think your father likes me much.
He worries. That's all.
About what?
Just some stories he's heard.
What if I told you that some of them are true?
Of visions and angels?
There were some courtship scenes, which I think were just a delight to think about Joseph and Emma in that way. And we all love to remember what that feeling of falling in love and courtship and how fun that is, and to remember that somebody like Joseph found his true love.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Yes.
Checkmate?
What did you call me?
I thought a great deal about what you told me.
And?
I believe you.
The things that Emma was called upon to support and to go through were really unimaginable.
One, two.
I will not have you throw away your future on this dreamer.
God heard and answered the prayer of a boy, Emma. He will answer you.
All right. Count of three. Ready? One, two. Where did you learn to ride like that?
I was riding before I could walk.
Emma really was unwavering, undaunted, affectionate Emma.
What if I count with my mouth closed?
There.
In the Joseph film, there's a scene that happens to be one of my very favorite scenes. In the film, Joseph has kind of this foot race with all the boys in the town.
Morning, Brigham. Harley.
There's one boy who sort of lags behind, and Joseph scoops him up and helps him.
If you're looking for your husband, he's out there. What kind of prophet would run through the streets like a schoolboy?
And I love that scene so much because it tells me so much about the character of the prophet.
If God wanted to speak to men in our day, it would not be to a 14-year-old boy.
Unless, of course, only a boy would listen.
And no matter how many times we had to do it in how many different locations and no matter how uncomfortable the shoes were, I never lost that feeling of glee almost that the prophet had, and just of all the things that he had to do and all the demands on his time, that he would have this moment of just sheer fun and enjoyment with these young men, and to give them that gift. And they would always have that memory.
Brother Joseph?
Jesse.
A word?
Certainly.
I was thinking...
Yes?
People notice everything you do. And I wonder if a man of your position should engage in such menial chores.
Well, if there are demeaning things to be done in a man's house, who better than the head of the house to do them?
Well, my wife does most of its work at our house. Maybe she could speak to Sister Emma.
How long have you been married?
3 years next month.
That long? May I offer you some advice?
Eh?
The Lord intends for marriage to last much longer than that. In fact, forever. Now, if a man is not willing to help and cherish his wife here, why would she want him hereafter? Now you give that some thought. Therein lies happiness, brother.
Of all the scenes, that's the one that people mention to me the most, is that beating the rug scene. Especially the sisters. They really feel like that's an eternal principle, and I do too. And that's something that Joseph taught me, I think, what it really means to be equally yoked.
If I esteem men to be in error, shall I bear them down? No. I will lift them up, and in their own way, too.
Hey, Joe! That wife of yours is mighty prissy.
Yeah!
But she won't be so proud for long!
Smith, get yourself up here.
It's been weeks now, Joseph. How long?
I don't know.
You're trembling.
Don't worry about me, Emma. How are the children?
They miss you. Frederick cries for you every night.
Tell them that Father loves them and prays for them.
They need your prayers, Joseph. What they really need is you.
And what about you, Emma? What do you need?
It's not safe here.
By all means, leave as soon as you can.
Has God forsaken us?
I think that episode, that experience, if there was ever a dark time in Joseph's life, that was it. I learned more about his charity in that scene, I think, than any other time. There are a lot of lessons that I learned from that. One of the first things that comes to my mind when I think about that experience is how much I love Hiram. He was always there through all those experiences. And without his faith, without his believing that it would turn out all right. Even when Joseph had to be the one with the strength, it was really a gift from God. But his hope couldn't be extinguished. One of the other things that I learned from Liberty Jail and filming that experience is how precious those revelations are. I spent a lot of time thinking about why God would choose that time to give that message to that person. If there was ever a time when Heavenly Father could really have Joseph's undivided attention, to underscore the importance of that doctrine. That would be the time. I think in the scene in the movie, Joseph is speaking to Lyman White, and Lyman asks him, what does that mean to endure it well? Which is a phrase from the revelation there in the Doctrine and Covenants. And the line that follows that one is to trust God and to go on. That enduring well is not just merely surviving. That is to continue to move forward with your testimony intact. And I sort of have relied on that wisdom in my own life.
What's going to happen, Joseph?
Whatever happens, the Lord is in it. And with this work, the revelations, the temple, it's all about bringing together the people that we love. It's about learning to turn our hearts toward each other. We cannot know at the present the blessings which God has in store for us. Emma, if we are faithful, all of our losses will be made up.
And I feel like I know all of those people in a very personal way. So I was able to stand in their shoes. I know what Joseph's relationship with William W. Phelps was, and how that hurt him so personally to have Oliver fall away for Brigham Young to give. I feel like shouting hallelujah that I ever knew Joseph Smith, the prophet. It's not just the idea that I'm so glad that I've had this experience. I'm so glad that I have come to this understanding. And I'm just thrilled and honored that he's been a part of my life. I feel like shouting hallelujah all the time that I ever knew Joseph Smith, the prophet.
We hope you'll join us for other segments of Perspectives, an opportunity to see Joseph Smith from many points of view.
You've been listening to Perspectives here on the Mormon Channel, a production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.